Independence County Sheriff Deputy Darren Brewer responded to a residential alarm at 740 Denison Heights in Batesville early Saturday afternoon. Upon arrival, Deputy Brewer questioned a white male that identified himself as Wayne Thompson but could not produce any form of ID. Thompson at the time told the deputy that he was living in the residence with the permission of the property owner, Scott Clark, and proceeded to call Clark on a cell phone for verification. Thompson then mistakenly identified himself as Jeremy Collins on the phone, and Deputy Brewer immediately recognized Collins as having outstanding warrants. Collins then fled on foot. Deputy Brewer chased after him but was unable to apprehend Collins. Upon a search of the residence in question, deputies found a white female inside who identified herself as Jennifer Burke. Upon further questioning, she admitted to police that her real name was Jessica Burke, who was wanted for violation of probation. Burke was charged with criminal impersonation, and police found that she had been charged for the same actions in the past. She is now a resident of the Independence County Jail. Jeremy Collins is now wanted for fleeing, obstructing governmental operations, and criminal impersonations of the second degree. Anyone knowing the whereabouts of Jeremy Collins is asked to contact the Independence County Sheriff's Office. A man has pled guilty in the death of his infant son in White County. 23-year-old Billy Joe Goff pleaded guilty to second-degree murder charge. He will be sentenced on November the 1st. 3-month-old Joshua Wayne Goff was injured on January 1st and taken to a hospital. Upon examination, they revealed the baby had a fractured skull. Goff originally pleaded not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect, but mental evaluation pronounced him mentally fit. Today is the last day to pay your county personal and real estate taxes without penalty. A new law passed the legislature this year that gave you a few more days to pay. The deadline was on October the 10th, but they moved that to October the 15th. And this year, since the 15th fell on a weekday, the deadline was moved to today. If you send your tax payments in by mail, they must be postmarked by today, October the 17th. State Representative Clark Hall says he's running for the Democratic nomination for the 1st Congressional District in East Arkansas. Hall announced today that he would run for the party's nomination to challenge freshman Republican Congressman Rick Crawford. Hall is the first Democrat to launch a bid for the seat. Hall chairs the House State Agencies and Governmental Affairs Committee. He has served in the state legislature since 2007 and is the former mayor of Marvel. Hall chaired the committee that played a key role in the fight over congressional redistricting. He was the chief sponsor of the redistricting plan, signed into law that created a more concentrated region of East Arkansas and Delta counties that favor Democrats in the 1st District. The Arkansas State Highway Transportation Department will be holding a public involvement meeting in Batesville to discuss plans for improvements to Highway 167. The meeting will be held next Thursday, October the 27th, from 4 to 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall of Believers Community Church at 3645 North St. Louis Street in Batesville. Plans call for widening approximately 5 miles of Highway 167 to 5 lanes, beginning at Highway 394 and extending northward. The public's invited to attend anytime during the scheduled hours to view displays, ask questions, and offer comments. For more information, contact the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department's Environmental Division at 501-569-2281. That's 501-569-2281. In for Gary B., I am Randy Allen, and now you are up to date.